A phone call first, and then 101. Good morning.
Hey, Greaseman, how you doing?
Yeah, fine. How you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. We're out here in Bowie having this party all weekend, buddy.
You're some drinking daddies.
Drinking butt daddies, that's it.
All right, well, be careful. Don't overdo.
No, I won't ever do
it. I mean, I like to have a bone dry myself, so I wouldn't criticize you, but it sounds like you've had more than one in AJ.
Come on over, man. We're waiting.
In Bowie.
In Bowie, man.
What is it, a Jim Walter home, a double wide of some sort?
Actually, it's just a single family or something, man.
All right, well, party hardy.
Yeah, party hardy all night long.
All right, thanks, buddy.
The week.
You betcha.
Later on, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye. No, I'm kind of going on a wagon, I think, for a while here. You know, Thanksgiving stuff, yeah, you do a little extra imbibing, knock down an extra piece of pie, and frankly, I think I'm just going to hit the gym with monomaniacal dedication. Hit that iron and pump, 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 pump. Yeah. Pump, 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 pump. God. Doing exercises for the sole meaningless purpose of increasing your shirt size. Pump, 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 pump. Yes. And hell of a trip. My honey kind of surprised me. We got out of town for Thanksgiving just to get a change of scenery. Got to the airport and I was surprised when, you know that announcement they make? Anybody needing extra time in boarding the aircraft? Anybody crippled or limping? We don't want you crowding up the aisle, so get on now. Oh, and by the way, you first-class passengers can board the plane now, too. And I was just sitting there, you know, smoking my cap. My honey said, well, come on. I said, you mean you upgraded the first? I was like, God likes me! He really, really likes me! Now, I can afford first class, but I always figure, you know, it's kind of, quite an extravagance, to be honest with you. But somehow she went ahead and did it. And not that I'm antisocial, mind you. Not that I'm antisocial. But, you know, I get on a plane and usually I end up with some drunk and wise ass. It's usually some old guy that's had too many off the drink cart. And he's, you know, my honey's next to the window. I'm in the middle and this guy with his pendulous belly's like him. I beg your pardon, sir.
I just thought I'd spring in.
Well, I wish you wouldn't. I'm trying to read my book here, all right? Trying to read my book. Don't like to be distracted. Like to take my mind off the fact that we're at 33,000 feet going 700 miles an hour. We can disintegrate at any time, you see? Easy, Pop. Easy.
I gotta get a room.
Either that or I get some old dame there looking at me.
Would you please rephrase that last word?
Lady, I ain't talking to you, all right? So just leave me alone. I don't want to be pestered by maggots.
Maggots? Hey, I ain't no maggot.
I'm not talking to you, sir. And then the pilot doesn't help any. Usually I'm just trying to be as unobtrusive as possible, and
ladies and gentlemen, up on a flight deck. It's Captain Hurley. He just like to say, waddle, doodle, dottle. Didn't think we noticed you, did you? Check. Row 33. Seat B. Yep, it's that doodad daddy. Nino Greaseman Miller. Let me hit a little bit of right rudder to make up for that bulk on the left side of the aircraft. There we go. Got her trimmed out real nice. Grace, we'd just like to say on behalf of everybody at the airline, ding, pow, doing. You've been speckled, buddy.
Next thing you know, the crowd is like, hello, everybody. Hello. Nice to all right, that's all right, thank you. Just sit down! All of you! Sit down, for God's sake! Yeah. My God. Then everybody knows I'm there. See, so when I get up and I have to make my way back to the porcelain convenience, everybody's like, Grease, hey, what's your story? Taking a mansion? How do you look? There he goes! Doesn't have any reading material. Maybe it's just number one! I'm like, oh, God. Have I no privacy? At least so with the annoying old-timer. Usually they start getting too bad. Usually by the time they get to this point, you know, when a guy gets soused, they'll start staring at my funny little honey, and before you know it, he's like,
I want a woman! Right, I gotta have a woman!
You want a woman? Hey, when I was back there, I noticed there was a dame there in a can giving snarlings to all the company. Yeah. There's a can on the right. Of course, there is no can on the right-hand side of this aircraft. So the old geezer, near side as he was, opened the emergency exit. And as I dangled from my seatbelt with my legs flailing up behind me. I said, ladies and gentlemen, just as soon as we accomplish Dick